Good morning. A much more comfortable start to the day across interior New York and New England, with high pressure pushing drier air in from the north. Dew points are way down in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and actual temperatures are in the 50s to around 60 to start the day with partly cloudy skies. As we get into the day on Friday, we'll see some clouds start to move in from the south as a southeast breeze pushes in some moisture from the Atlantic. In fact, we will have cloudy periods and just the outside chance at a few passing sprinkles or rain showers, but it will be noticeably cooler with high temperatures staying in the lower and middle 70s. A few showers on Friday night and still the risk of a shower Saturday, but mostly dry, still cloudy periods, otherwise partly sunny and a bit more humid with highs in the upper 70s. Even warmer and more humid air will build in for Sunday and the holiday on Monday. With hazy sun mixed with clouds and increased humidity, highs will be in the middle and upper 80s. Both days will feature at least the outside chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Heat will continue to build back into the region through the middle of next week. For Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, high pressure will keep it mostly dry with hazy, hot, and humid weather. Highs will be in the upper 80s to around 90 with just the outside chance of a thunderstorm all 3 days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Mississippi Valley and northern and central plains will experience an active weather pattern moving into the holiday weekend. A cluster of thunderstorms will form along a warm front draped across the mid-Mississippi Valley and move into southwest Iowa and Missouri. These storms may be capable of producing flash flooding. Meanwhile, a cold front will move into the upper Midwest with heavy rainfall, especially across Minnesota. A slight risk of thunderstorms will also be possible in the Mississippi Valley and northern and central plains. And the National Hurricane Center continues to track potential tropical cyclone number 6, located about 260 miles east-southeast of the southernmost Cabo Verde Islands, where tropical storm warnings are in effect. The system is moving toward the west near 13 miles per hour, and a general motion toward the west-northwest with an increase in forward speed is expected during the next 2 to 3 days. On the forecast track, the disturbance or the tropical cyclone is expected to move near or over the southern Cabo Verde Islands today and tonight. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is forecast, and the disturbance is expected to become a tropical storm today or tonight. At Mount Washington, 0 miles visibility and fog, 39 degrees, with a west wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany this morning, partly cloudy skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 56, 87% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.24 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at West Yellowstone Gateway, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with a scattered shower, upper 70s. Boston, partly sunny and breezy, lower 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 82 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 73, that's 5 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 4.20 inches for the month, which is 83 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 26.26 inches for the year, which is 2/10 of an inch of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 57. The record high, 93, set in 1953, and the record low, 37, in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 6:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:31 p.m., 13 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, Mostly cloudy today with just a slight chance of a sprinkle or a shower and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with just a slight chance of a sprinkle or a shower and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower tonight and lows in the lower 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today, just a slight chance of a sprinkle or a shower and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with just a slight chance of a sprinkle or a shower and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, a bit more humid with a shower possible and highs in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, a bit more humidity on Sunday with a scattered thunderstorm possible in the mid-80s. Hazy, hot, and humid Monday and Tuesday with an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the upper 80s. And hazy, hot, and humid Wednesday and Thursday with an isolated shower or thunderstorm but mainly dry with highs both days in the upper 80s to around 90. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.